This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We live in. Isn't it great to be back in the DJV fold? For those of you who have left, those of you who have been around, good. We continue this Tuesday, August the 28th. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I think my voice is somewhere nearby. Hold on. There it is. Okay.
I might be borrowing it.
Yes, right. I want to borrow yours. Okay, so you had a big time with the girls and other things went on this weekend that we can check in on with regard to Jennifer, but the weekend has been filled with conversation about John McCain passing, and instead of it being about John McCain, it seems to have, as the usual twist or turn of events would have it lately, it has become all about President Trump. I don't get that. Well, I do get it because I see the people responding to the lack of focus. I don't even know what it is. Jennifer, what do you make of all of this?
Well, you know, I don't know what to make of it other than I think this is just sadly, again, people using this really a sad passing, one that we should be focusing on to take down the president again. And it seems like it shouldn't be about him, but it is. And maybe he made some missteps too. There was he ordered the half the flag at half mast and at half staff, and so that happened. And then he apparently ordered that flag right back up again, and people started criticizing him for that. So now flag is back down.
Shouldn't he be criticized for that? Isn't it
maybe
like he's so tone deaf to stuff like that? Why would he? He knew how well loved McCain was. Why would you just sort of
leave it down? That's probably the right thing. So now it's going to be left down until he's interned, which is later this week. I think on his 82nd birthday, he'll be lying in state. And but yet it seems like this should be more about John McCain and not necessarily where Trump decides to put the flag or what people think about that decision. The president yesterday came out on Twitter and he said that even though they had policy and political differences, the respect for John McCain's service to the country was real. And so, it's going to be a week-long celebrating his life in Washington and in Arizona. And that's kind of what's next, I suppose.
So when you say he, and again, I kind of want to make it about Trump because I'd like to clarify some of the things and want to know, frankly, that the reporting hasn't been exaggerated. The back and forth, the AmVets is all worked up about this, and so have other groups been and individuals.
Well, they should be. This is a war hero. Forget about politics. This was a war hero. You know,
well,
I get that they were upset by that.
He was discounted by the jargon that
the media made fun of
reporting
him for his injuries. Remember that when he was running for president, everybody was talking about his arm not working, all of these things. It was people were nasty to him. And now all of a sudden he's become a hero because it sets the tone for the narrative that people want because he was an anti-Trump guy. I don't know. It makes me feel bad for his family because this should just be about his life and his life of service. And instead people are using it on both sides for opportunity. And that's a bummer.
Everything is used for opportunity these days. Everything becomes an opportunity to slice and dice on both sides. And one wonders if we haven't lost the sense of a fair play, if that's what it is. I'm not sure what the best phrase is to describe what's going on here, but I know I'm pretty sick of reading or looking at. I want to know more about John McCain, and I don't really give a damn about Donald Trump at this point. Or I want
to. Trump makes everything about himself. We know that.
The news media is part of.
Yeah, I don't know
what
if it was
all
Trump this time.
Trump didn't help himself, but earlier on.
He steps on himself. Steps on himself, but I don't think he's the one asking to be the center of this. I think the media has put him at the center of this, and that. again, that's just
disrespectful. But why would he break with the precedent, though, of waiting to raise the flags until internment happens? Why would he break with that precedent? He is the one who put the spotlight on himself by doing that. He could, this wouldn't be an issue if he had just left them down just like everybody else does.
I don't know about precedent for this. Excuse me, I have no voice left. I don't know what kind of precedent this has been set before. It's not every person. It's not every senator. It's not everybody that dies that gets
senator,
this kind of treatment.
Yeah, they have, though. And Capitol Hill and the White House, that is the precedent. It's the last four senators died during Obama, and that was the precedent. George W., that always was the precedent, that they leave them at half-staff until internment. That's really what started all this. He only did it for 2 days, so if he had just done it the way that everybody else had, then I don't think we'd be talking about him in this context.
Why is it him? Again, it's
because it has to be a presidential proclamation.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm. Well,
it's unfortunate. Yeah. And unfortunately, like, you know, there's a family that's mourning a family member, and we're not even talking about that. And all of us are saying that's unfortunate, that that's not the focus right now. It's not on McCain's life of service to his country. I did not agree with him politically. I have huge respect for him, though. And this is, you know, we're not really talking that much about his accomplishments. It's just all the flags are up or down, and it's unfortunate. And that's the political landscape of today. And I'm with you, Doug. It's like, I'm sick of it. I feel like everyone is so sick of it. It's just we've reached our capacity.
Part of it is the attention he brings on himself with the Twittering, tweeting, and then some of it is the news media is overcooked, overzealous, overwrought need to seem
cycle.
To try. It is vicious. It's vicious. All of it is vicious, and it doesn't represent America, or does it? Are we just vicious?
I hope not.
Have we just become a bunch of vicious, natty, prattering old, there was an expression that Spiro Agnew, nattering, he called the news media the nattering nabobs of negativity. And there's, because they went after him, as it turned out, there was a good reason for it, because he was a crook. He was taking money and bribes and stuff. But it's still, the respect that one, I don't know if ought to have is the right word for it, but the thing that we seem to take as an important part of our reality is the freedom of expression, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. And that doesn't mean it isn't going to be abused on all sides, any side, both sides. But in this circumstance, nobody's perfect. McCain had his distractions. But at this point, no matter, put yourself in your family in that position. Let's say your father dies or your mother dies or somebody in your family, your grandmother, grandfather, whoever it may be, and have people distracted or talking about something that is in the past. It's kind of like that rear view mirror thing. The rear view mirror is small for a reason and the windshield is big for another reason. And to be continuing to, and I don't even like harping,
well,
although I think
Tippett's,
we've...
Molly Tippett's father is going through the same thing right now. And they just had her funeral, and he's been making the same statements. He's like, this is not even about my daughter's life anymore. This is about, is the guy an illegal or not? And that's all anyone's focusing on. So I know what you're saying. If we put ourselves in this situation, we've got two prominent cases right now where the focus is not on the deceased. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate.
It's just the time and place. It never is anymore. It's not just them. When everybody has social media and everybody has a chance to say something and put in their two cents, how does it stay about the victim? I don't know that it even can anymore. I think we move past that for sure.
So how do we do that? Let's figure out how we don't become part of this mess, the nattering nabobs of negativity. How do we keep ourselves, DJ Veers, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, me, from going down that path? That's something perhaps we hold ourselves up higher, have a standard that...
Well, I think you have to have empathy. You have to think about the people that are suffering. And I don't know that people do that anymore. I think that is missing from
so many
people.
We're on a short supply of empathy in this country right now.
Yeah, we are. And part of it is
I agree with you, Jen.
Attitude of I'm smarter than you. I know more than you. My opinion's more relevant than yours. All of that kind of crap.
And when it comes to social media, everybody's looking for a zinger. Mm-hmm. Everybody on that side of it, instead of just commenting, it's about zinging people.
It's not even, it is that, Jennifer, but it's these overwrought television, The View, and Joy Behar and her approach to Meghan McCain and her father. She has no tolerance. The anger that's there, the vitriol. Why are people so angry? Okay, yes, so maybe there are things going on that aren't as we would like them to be. But being that angry doesn't fix a damn thing. Take the energy that you are applying to your anger and try to use that energy to change things, to make for, there are a lot of local elections coming up in the next week or so, primaries for local slots, local jobs, local positions all around the country. Because there will be an election in November and the primary is in place to whittle out the people that are on the fringe. And many people don't even know there are elections. And many people don't participate in the primary, even though it is more important than the actual election. Because you're going to, the people who get out are the axe grinders. The people that we're talking about right now are the ones who will go to the polls, the ones who will vote for whoever their candidate is. And the quote-unquote average person waits until the regular election in November, which is a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Now is the time to acquaint yourself with who's running. As I said, there are many local and statewide elections all around the country. And then there is, the whole business of people being elected to Congress, senators being elected, all that stuff. There's a lot. And the primaries that will be next Tuesday are the days for you to get out and really, really get involved. That's my overview of it. So, anyway, it is a lot of there's a lot to think about here with regard to that, and I'm glad that we exercised our ideas here so that people can think to themselves about this. We can hold up the line in the sand is here. We've drawn the line in the sand, and we don't want to be like everybody else and have that same approach to things. Maybe you win listeners, maybe you don't, but that isn't the reason for doing it. The reason for doing it is because it's the right thing to do. In whose opinion? Pretty much anybody who's got any decency and common sense. 18 after the hour. Here's something that's good for people who have common sense about losing weight. The benefits of using Calitrin. Calitrin has become the healthiest choice for weight loss. And you can say, well, who says that? Well, I would tell you that anybody who uses it, if you go to their website, toploss.com, and look around at some of the things, the accolades that come from people who use Calitrin, who understand the essential ingredient, the active ingredient is collagen, and that's what you need to promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss, because the muscle pushes out the fat, you burn it faster if you're exercising, and voila, voici. Which one should I use? Voila, there, right? Voici is here. Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Voici. All right. Your body is 20% collagen. You lose it as you get older. Bring it back again, supplementing with Calitrin. Proven effective. You lose the weight. You maintain the weight loss. And there are absolutely guaranteed no adverse effects, because it's all natural. There's a theme to the things that we talk about to help you through your life on this program. And one of the things I insist upon with advertisers is that the product have a natural component to it. It's natural. It's all normal. It isn't going to be stuff that, like a lot of these weight loss programs, have caffeine and make you crazy. You're crazy enough, and so are we. So you don't need any more Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV, 10% off the deal. I don't know how many bottles you buy. And by the way, if you buy over three, you get the fourth one free. So two special parts of the deal, but the best part of the deal is you lose your weight and you keep it off. It's Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the 10% special deal. Calitrin, 21 after the hour.
Why? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Music in the focus for this hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Victoria and Dougster. Focus on Mel B. Last couple of days, a lot of buzz on her. She is in rehab for first was looked like emotional problems, sex and alcohol addiction. Melanie Brown is her real name. She said that she is at a crisis point, and that working on her memoir has triggered PTSD with her. She calls the reason for this an emotionally abusive relationship. So who is that with? Do we have
her husband? Any, her ex-husband.
Yeah, he's supposed to beat. But didn't he? She said he beat her or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen Belafonte, is he in religion? Yeah. Harry Belafonte.
No,
I don't think
son?
So.
I don't think so. No.
Did she have a problem with sex addiction? Is that
before?
A thing that she had? Because I hadn't heard that. I just heard that he was emotionally and physically abusive to her.
After she
left. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the stories that I read yesterday were, and there were two or three of them, that basically the reliving of the past brought with relationship issues brought this all up. But apparently in the past she's had issues with alcohol and sex addiction. Whether that's still the case, I guess, is a question. What's her? Where did she come from, basically? She's a Spice Girl.
She's English.
Yeah, no, I understand. Thank you, Jennifer.
But you wonder where she came from.
Which one of the Spice Girls is Holloway the one that's most well known, or who is the one that's best known?
Probably her, actually.
Mel B.
Or Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, only because she's doing America's Got Talent now.
Oh, Mel. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, people go through stuff like that. You hold a good thought for them. I hope they can shake whatever
seems like
it is.
He's just a disgusting creep.
Well, what attracts people like? Look at, she's got all
everything
going.
Well, that's, I think, what she's trying to figure out. She
said
it might be related to the death of her father. I think she had a complicated relationship with him. And I think that's probably why she wants to start diving into all this and figuring out what the root of it is.
Well, it's good to do it at this age rather than wait until you're older. That's for sure. A lot of people have issues with their mother or their father. And it comes out in things like this very often.
It always comes out.
Disruptive relationships you have with spouses or boyfriends or girlfriends can be directly, not indirectly. I can take this to the bank because I have it, my own experience quotient. Take whatever it was that you grew up around and try to shake it before you have serious relationships, because otherwise...
And relationship problems.
Yeah,
you get serious relationship problems from it.
Yes. All right, let's see what else is going on musically. Yesterday, the broadcast company Entercom announced a live commercial-free broadcast to raise awareness around mental health and suicide prevention as part of the company's I'm Listening campaign. So the broadcast takes place on September 9th. They're trying to be the next iHeart. iHeart is another big company, broadcast company. And so they bring in a lot of people like Mike McCready, and Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam, Michael Phelps, let's see, Lisa Cara, Academy Award-winning actor and frontman for 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto, Charlie Puth. A lot of people are going to be involved in this. The passing of Chester Bennington last year from Linkin Park, his bandmate Mike, is it Shinoda? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Shinoda.
Yeah, yeah. Released the first solo album, Post-Traumatic, about the journey out of grief and darkness. Notice the thread here between what we're talking about with these guys in this I'm Listening broadcast and what's going on with Mel B. It's another mental health thing. And this is about suicide prevention, which is certainly a mental health thing. I find it interesting and curious and sad that we have so much of this going on in our country. Certainly food for thought as we go through our day here, 28 after the hour.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After refusing to do so on several occasions before reporters yesterday, President Trump did make some remarks concerning the death of Senator John McCain during a dinner last night with evangelical leaders at the White House. President Trump saying he appreciates the many things McCain did for our country. Earlier in the day, his daughter Ivanka Trump was speaking about the senator who passed away on Saturday.
Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment, her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
An American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Blueprints for 3D guns will stay off the internet for now as a federal judge in Seattle's decided to extend a block on publishing the instructions online. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Four after the hour now on today's DJV show, today being Tuesday, last Tuesday, Jennifer, of August. Woohoo! Week from today will be the day after Labor Day. I like that, boys and girls. And again, it's primary day. Keep that in your mind as well. A week from today, we'll be on the air live on Veterans Day. We're on the air live every holiday, so Labor Day, no exception to that rule. Now it's time for us to go through with the membership being in full roster. Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, Doug here. Victoria, what do you have that's trending?
Well, Louis C.K. is trending. That's not a name we've heard in a really long time since the sort of the beginning of the Me Too movement, where he admitted last year to sexual misconduct with women in the world of comedy. And so he made his first appearance on stage at 11 p.m. on Sunday night in New York City at the Comedy Cellar, which is down in Greenwich Village. And that's kind of one of the premier places to see really A-list talent. And if you're ever going to be surprised by a famous comedian hopping on stage, it's always there at the Comedy Cellar. And so he popped up on stage unannounced. He was in a black V-neck t-shirt and gray pants, and he did a 15-minute set. And the audience, of course, was very excited to see him, but a lot of people reporting that there was definitely an air of awkwardness because he didn't address what he had gone through with his admission of sexual misconduct. He kind of did his standard usual material, but a lot of people, it'll be interesting to see if people are ready for him yet, if we're ready to have him back on stage doing his normal routine, which would obviously have to address what he went through. He's usually kind of self-deprecating in that way, so he's trending on Twitter.
I don't find anything he does, maybe it's a generational thing.
He's very hit or miss with me, too. Yeah. Sometimes I think that he's funny, and other times I just don't find anything. Yeah.
You know, but somebody said something like that to me when we had, they used to talk about Louis Black, and some people even confuse Louis Black with Louis C.K., and there isn't...
I forgot that name, actually.
Yeah. Louis Black?
Yeah.
I used to think, I remember...
You liked him, right?
I love Louis Black.
Well, people think I have a strange, because I like Chappelle as well, and...
Chappelle's probably the funniest person on the planet, I think.
He's a very funny guy.
If you polled comedy fans, Chappelle's on everyone's top three.
I remember one morning, Jon Stewart invited me, to come to his show, to the site of where he did the Daily Show. And this is how many years, I don't even remember how many years ago it was, but it was probably 15 or so. And so I went, if you ever went to its taping, there's a little building, self-standing building all by itself, down in Chelsea and Soho, one of those areas. And I remember going in there, and this was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And Stewart's there, and he's got Louis Black tagging along with him. And Louis Black looked like he hadn't slept at all. And he was wondering who the hell I was and why did we have to come down here and what are we doing and why are we, you know, blah, blah. And then he got the microphone and he was funny. He was just hysterical. And the two of them together, when the lights aren't on and stuff, they were obviously friends. And it was just funny. I'm only telling you the story as it just came back into my mind thinking about how people sometimes had confused Louis Black with Louis C.K. But I think there's a generation there, isn't there? Isn't there a generational difference? Isn't there probably 20 years between the two of them? I would say Louis Black has got to be close to 60, maybe even older than that now.
Mm.
And Louis C.K. is in
his... Louis Black is 70. Well, he's 69. And yeah. I think Louis C.K. is in his... 40s or 50s?
Mid-40s? Late 40s, maybe?
Like that.
Is he?
Well, okay. Louis Black has been, he's been doing the circuit for a really, really long time, but it wasn't until Jon Stewart put him on The Daily Show
that he had any traction.
Yeah, that's where he really became. He was a correspondent. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He's vulgar as hell. But so is Dave Chappelle. But it's a different kind of, I feel a little silly saying
different
this.
Humor.
It's a different kind of vulgarity, but it still is really, it's vulgar. And if you're faint of heart, you don't want to, and I don't even know why, because I'm not normally like that. I mean, I can be vulgar to be sure, but I don't find those things funny, mostly. People who just use it, for example, when what's her face? Who's the current rage? Who's vulgar? What's her last name?
Samantha Bee?
No.
Chelsea Handler?
No.
Amy
Schumer.
Well, she's another one. I think both of them, I've never laughed at anything Sarah Silverman's ever said. And guys like her, well, way more than women do, because she just tries to appeal to men. Amy Schumer tries to appeal more to women, and she does. I just find her kind of hit or miss, too.
It has to be funny. If you're going to be vulgar, it's got to be funny. If it's not, it seems like you're just overusing vulgarity to get a
just
shot.
For the sake of
lazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it.
I always think of Lucy.
Lazy.
I think of Lucille Ball, and I know I'm so silly for bringing her up all the time. But
when
you still watch those episodes of I Love Lucy, they are funny today. They were funny then. And
the slapstick
they may not be
stuff.
Everybody's. Yeah, physical comedy.
The Bob Hope kind of comedy as well. And even the next generation on top of Hope, the Johnny Carson kind of humor never was vulgar. It just wasn't. So, all right, today, Jennifer's National Red Wine Day. Comes,
I'm going to add them to my coffee.
Some breakfast wine.
There you go. Thanks to writer and wine specialist, is it Jace Shoemaker Galloway? What do you know about him, Jennifer?
I don't know. Oh, Galloway. That's a famous winemaker, yes.
Oh, all right.
That's all I got.
Some factoids about drinking red wine. All right, you ready? Red wine.
It's good.
We had
for
that
you.
Song, Kara. That'd be great. I could sing along.
I just assumed you were going to sing all of it by yourself. Why do you even need another song there with you?
Red wine.
Oh, boy. Purists. Yeah, why don't you be 40 ruin this?
red wine.
What about that?
UB40, there was somebody who did it even before that. There's another version of Red Wine. Oh, by some.
Yeah, but UB40 is a good one.
That's true. Not as good as mine, Kara, but close.
Yes.
Okay. If you're a purist like Jennifer, you only drink red wine that is at room temperature, 65, 70 degrees like that. Many people think you ought to only drink red wine that's aged. Fact is, 90% of all wines ought to be drunk within a year of their being produced. Really? So what's the exception to that there, Mr. Chevalier?
Some will soften. The tannins will soften over time, and some wines are made to be put down in the cellar for years and years and years. But mostly, if you buy wine off of a grocery shelf or something that's not breaking your budget, you can drink it right now.
Well, the ones that get better with age, there's California Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. How's that? Vintage Port. I didn't know port was a wine. I thought port was a whiskey.
Aged. No, port wine. Is wine. I love port, yeah.
Really? And Chateau Bordeaux. It's in Francais. Chateau de Bordeaux. It should be Chateau.
I never want to drink wine again.
I know, right? You're just ruining it.
I do want to tell you guys that I'm pretty stoked because it was pretty good. I like to share with you my favorite, fun.
How much wine did you drink on that damn boat over the weekend?
Actually, not much. I had some tequila.
That's the reason. I got it.
Okay. No. But this, at dinner, because I am classy, doggone it, I ordered some Kathy Lee wine. Did you guys know she had wine?
No.
Kathy Lee has wine, and when I saw it sitting on the menu, it called to me. And it was actually pretty good. It's just a red blend, but I can't imagine it costs a lot in the store. So if you
did
find
you
Kathy
wine
Lee
when
wine,
you drank her wine? Wine is so perfect for her. Did you wine when you drank her wine?
They drink it all morning long. She and Hoda are out there throwing them back.
All right. Speaking of she and Hoda, let's go to television news. John Goodman has now gone public with a focus on Roseanne. Is he coming back? New York Times has an interview with him, and it sort of opens a new window. The cancellation, the new series, it isn't clear yet how they're going to approach. They're taping
the
shows.
Off. Like I said, how about that? Right? I predicted that one. And he said that they're going to kill her off, and then they're going to come back as the Connors.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was brokenhearted, he said. Okay, it's just show business. I'm going to let it go, he added. About his initial reaction to when Roseanne was officially canceled, but, quote, I went through a period about a month where I was very depressed. I'm a depressive anyway, so any excuse that I can get to lower myself, I will. That had a great deal to do with it, more than I wanted to admit. John Goodman has had serious problems, but they've been very quiet because he's handled them. He was very much a druggie.
He's in rehab a few times, yeah.
He was actually a bag man. That's how he got started acting, kind of like Jason Statham. Same thing. They were both drug men. They were bag men for stars. And then, kind of got into it, and then they shook it. Goodman said that he reached out to Roseanne after the show was canceled, but she never returned his call.
That is very shocking.
I find
she
that,
says
yeah.
she didn't get that no one talked to her.
Yeah.
She's full of it.
I believe that he did reach out to her.
I wouldn't,
why wouldn't
him
he?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Exactly. I do know from some people that know him that he's actually quite a good guy.
He seems like he would be one person that you'd, they always say, who do you want
to
get
to be friends
with? He would be a good one, yeah.
Yeah, for example, he and Clooney, for whatever the reason, they did a movie together, they hit it off, and they've been very good friends ever since. So whenever Clooney does a movie, he likes to have Goodman in the movie with him. That kind of stuff.
They were in
All right, is it?
Together, but that's the only movie I've ever seen the two of them together.
They were in
the
movie about the paintings that were stolen during World
Monuments
War II.
Monuments Men is what it's called.
Is that what you just said? Oh, I'm
sorry. Yes. It's okay. But that's the only movie I've ever seen the two of them in together.
I don't know. I don't have in my mind other stuff, but
just
I know.
Just making up facts.
No, that's not true. All right, speaking of making it up, how many people have watched this show, Fit to Fat to Fit? Have you seen that?
It's such a stupid thing. I've never watched it.
A&E? I saw a little bit of it.
I guess the concept, just to fill you in, and then I want to hear what you thought. I think it's so stupid. They take a trainer who gets fat so that they can lose weight along with their patient or something.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how is that. I'd much rather.
How is that healthy?
I saw that, and I just reached for the information about Calitrin. Folks, don't watch that show. Just go
to
toploss.com and buy Calitrin and use that. Fit to fat to fit. Who comes up with these ideas? All right, Jennifer. Let's get to the sports desk. Yes, Jennifer.
I thought we wanted the end of the era. You don't want to know what's on TV tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do want to know. Let's see. After all that TV discussion, thank you. I was so focused on getting to the sports. What's on television tonight, Jen?
Nothing. Back to you. Just kidding. Sorry.
Well, mostly this week there is nothing on. This is the, you talk about the vast wasteland. This is the week during the year.
And after Christmas, the
end of summertime when they run through all the reruns, they've got all of the shows that are, you know, summer originals. All that stuff's gone. So what's left?
There must be at least one thing for me to watch.
There's Kara. Cool. We got it. We got this. I'll tell you next. But first, Married at First Sight. Hey, that's nice. Maybe get that romantic bone twitching. Married at First Sight is new tonight at 8 o'clock and 8:30 on Lifetime. And then they have their full 1 hour fantasy and first recap. That's at 9 on Lifetime. All right. Also, Forged in Fire, Cutting Deeper is new tonight on the History Channel. There's some PGA stuff going on the Golf Channel. You can check that out starting at 8 o'clock. And then on the networks, this is where Kara and I are going to be going. It is Bachelor in Paradise. We're so excited. 8 o'clock on ABC, followed by a new episode of Castaways at 10. America's Got Talent is new on NBC at 8, Making It is new at 10 right after that. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is in reruns except for The Outpost, which is new tonight on CW at 9.
Wow. All right. Talking about, again, vast wasteland.
Watch baseball or Bachelor in Paradise. You won't be.
You know what? Watching, I was just thinking, watching golf is like watching paint dry. Why is there a golf channel? Why do people watch?
I don't get it. My parents watch it. I don't get it.
Yeah, me either. All right, let's get to the sports desk now, Jennifer, okay? Can you run over there from the TV desk? Jennifer runs quickly over to the sports desk.
You're just so demanding. I'm sick. The
end of the era in San Antonio for Manu Ginobili.
I got this one. All right. It's an end of an era in San Antonio. Right. So yesterday, 41-year-old Manu Ginobili announced that he is retiring after 16 seasons in the NBA. Every single season has been with the Spurs. In a tweet, he said, "Today, with a wide range of feelings, I'm announcing my retirement from basketball. Immense gratitude," all caps, "to everyone, family, friends, teammates, coaches, staff, fans, involved in my life in the last 23 years. It's been a fabulous journey, way beyond my wildest dreams." He had 1 year left on his $2.5 million contract, and in the end, he decided it was time to hang up the sneakers, and he had a wonderful career. He was the former 57th overall pick, so he wasn't really expected to do a whole lot, but he did. He was a two-time All-Star in 2008. He was the NBA Sixth Man of the Year and a four-time NBA champion. In his 16 seasons, he never missed the playoffs, and his team never won fewer than 47 games. So he has certainly left a wonderful legacy in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are good stories like that around. How many years did he play?
16.
Did he?
16 yeah. seasons, yep.
Can you imagine being that tall and bouncing around, banging your knees and ankles to run around the court?
Well, he's also 41. Yeah. That's like way older than, like, that's 20 years older than the average age of everybody else on the court.
Right, and 20 years older than me. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
you can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The father of all info, that's me, Doug Steffen with Victoria, who's actually the mother of invention, or the mother of all technical information here, as we get into Tech Talk and the next iPhones. So these are getting bigger. Whenever I want, you tell me I need a new 8, because I got a 6S now that's pretty much junk. You've been telling me,
yes.
But you haven't told me where to get it and how to get it, how much.
This will help you then. This will help you. Good. So, now, if you are not a fan of the size of current iPhones, then the new crop of iPhones coming out in early September will be for you. They are the largest screens that iPhones ever made. For me, this is way too big. However, some people really like having a larger screen. It'll be 6.5 inches. And that's actually even bigger than the Samsung Galaxy Note 9, which has a 6.4-inch screen. So the current iPhone 10, which is what I have, is a 5.8 screen. I think that's a perfect size, but I don't watch a ton of video on my phone, and that's why they've made these screens bigger, because a lot of iPhone users really like watching video on
their phones.
You know how
bad that is for your eyes, be squinting trying to see what's on that screen?
Well, that's why they made it the
screen bigger. I see
people
doing it on the plane. Yep. You gotta be nuts.
Yep. So the iPhone 10 is going to be updated with the same screen size and some new features, potentially a new name like the XS, so it'll be the 10S. Apple always uses the S when they do minor updates on models. A third iPhone that has a 6.1-inch screen is expected to have a lower price. This is, they always have like a budget, although this isn't much of a budget. This is an $800 phone. So that has a lower resolution LCD screen. The other iPhones are expected to have pricier OLED screens, which are better quality, and they, like I said, the bigger screens are all about video content. That's what they say. Younger people with iPhones spend most of their day watching videos on their phones, and they wanted larger screens. Apple's also expected.
Repeat what you just said. Repeat, younger people spend most of their days watching their video screen. What kind of an indictment is that?
Well, unfortunately, that's what the research shows, and that's why Apple's responding to it. Apple's also going to use the facial recognition, that's the Face ID system, on the three new phones. They're getting rid of the home button completely. Apple will still, now this is for you, Doug, Apple still has the older models available that will also be upgraded and have lower pricing now. So they're going to continue to sell the older iPhone 7 and 8, which still do have the home button, so you don't have to use facial ID. And those will be at a lower price. We don't know what the pricing is yet, and we won't know until probably the first week of September. But that's what you should probably go for. The iPhone X was the most expensive iPhone ever. It started at $999, and then the upgraded model was about $1,200. These new ones, same thing. The Galaxy Note 7, or I mean 9, is $1,250.
So these guys get people hoodwinked. Spend that kind of dough for that.
It's true. Well, they make it so easy because you can just break it down to a monthly payment.
Right.
So
people
go, oh, it's only $30 a month. That's
$23
fine.
A month for the 6.
Yep.
So you tell me to get an 8, not a 7.
I would go right to the 8 because, truthfully, the tech experts have all said from the beginning that the 8 was a better phone than the 10, but the 10 had more bells and whistles that I wanted. That's why I went for the 10. Yeah. So I think you would do well with the 8.
All right, let's see what's going on here with Sony. They made a huge cache of Prince albums available on streaming sites, Spotify, Apple, and is it Tidal? I don't know Tidal. All right, let's find out what the story is behind that.
The Geek Out.
The death of Prince created a host of problems on how to handle the artist's massive vault of music. But today, the availability of streaming services has made this somewhat more expedient for publishers and certainly more affordable for consumers. Sony, who cut the deal with the estate to manage the vault, recently pushed out 23 albums from Prince's later years, most of which were very rare, out of print, or never released. And if you don't want to listen to all 23, included is an anthology with just the highlights. Now imagine having to buy all 23 albums, where now your monthly subscription to Tidal, Apple Music, or Spotify gets you instant access. Prince's new cache of music can now be found in your favorite streaming service.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's get to the Amazon news, Victoria.
Yep, Amazon's opened its second Amazon Go store in Seattle just a little bit earlier than projected in the fall. The opening is part of Amazon's gradual rollout. Now, these are the cashierless convenience stores where you walk in and you zap your app, and then everything that you take off the shelf automatically gets billed. You don't have to do anything. You just walk out of the store. And so they have baked goods, ready-to-eat meals, Amazon's own line of meal kits. And the first one opened in December of 2016. Everybody seems to really like it. So now they're rolling out to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Chicago.
Here's Victoria once again proving that, yes, she does have a brain and she uses her head here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.